Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, the event we're going to start out with today happens a little bit down the road, but it doesn't hurt to let everyone know. The World of Bluegrass returns to Raleigh for its fourth year this fall. It's September 27th through October 1st. Now, World of Bluegrass is a four-part event, Wide Open Bluegrass, presented by PNC. Pinecone produces the festival portion of IBMA's event again this year, and they're working on booking some of your favorite bluegrass acts. The main stage in the Red Hat Amphitheater is a ticketed event with the very best in bluegrass music. Past performers have included Alison Krauss and Union Station, Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers, Ricky Skaggs and Bruce Hornsby, Earls of Leicester, the infamous String Dusters, and more. Wide Open Bluegrass also includes a free street festival with five music stages, a dance tent, and numerous vendors, plus activities inside the Raleigh Convention Center. The IBMA Awards Show is September 29th. The Bluegrass Ramble is September 27th through the 29th, and the IBMA Business Conference is September 27th through the 29th. Again, that's the Wide Open Bluegrass, and it's September 27th to October 1st. Okay, audio-described performances coming up. Of course, audio description involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. It is a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. Okay, coming up Saturday, May 7th, audio description for WIT, North Carolina Theater, Fletcher Opera Theater at 2 p.m., winner of the 1999 Pulitzer Prize for Drama, WIT tells the story of Vivian Baring, Ph.D., a renowned professor of English who has been diagnosed with terminal ovarian cancer and spent years studying and teaching the brilliant and difficult metaphysical sonnets of John Donne. Her approach to the study: aggressively probing, intensely rational. But during the course of her illness, Vivian comes to reassess her life and her work with a profundity and humor that are transformative both for her and the audience. Also Saturday, May 7th, on the audio description list, 42nd Street. It's at DPAC, 8 o'clock. Of course, 42nd Street tells the story of a starry-eyed young dancer named Peggy Sawyer, who leaves her Allentown home and travels to New York to audition for the new Broadway musical, Pretty Lady. Sunday, May 15th, it is Beer Town. This is Raleigh Little Theater at 3 o'clock. Which object best tells the story of who we are today? Part civic ceremony, part theatrical pageant, Beer Town immerses audiences in an unconventional debate around the town's time capsule. Every performance begins with a dessert potluck. Please bring a dessert to share. Sunday, May 15th, it's Lyle the Crocodile. This is Applause, Cary Youth Theater at 3 o'clock. And then Saturday, May 28th, If Then, DPAC at 8 o'clock. Now, If Then is a contemporary Broadway musical about living in New York today and all the possibilities of tomorrow. Additional note, Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performances requested with a 2-week advanced notice. Call the box office of the Representative Theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. All right, we're going to switch to the Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC. Tickets for events are available through the following, dpacnc.com. DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. The DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Saturday and Sunday, April 30th and May 1st, Carolina Ballet presents Macbeth. Not since founding artistic director Robert Weiss created his Swan Lake in 2005 has there been as much anticipation as there is for the premiere of his new ballet based on Shakespeare's Macbeth. May 3rd through the 8th, 42nd Street, the quintessential backstage musical comedy classic. 42nd Street is the song and dance fable of Broadway, with an American dream story to include some of the greatest songs ever written. Wednesday, May 18th, it's Dan and Phil. The Amazing Tour is not on fire. A theatrical stage show with hilarious anecdotes, sketches, lots of audience interaction, we'll probably regret. A loose story tying it all together and some surprises you'll never see coming. Thursday, May 19th, it's Aretha Franklin. This is a rescheduled performance from January. Friday, May 20th, Making a Murderer's Dean Strang and Jerry Butting, a conversation on justice. Dean and Jerry were defense attorneys for Stephen Avery from the Netflix documentary series Making a Murderer. Sunday, May 22nd, RuPaul's Drag Race Battle of the Seasons. Tuesday, May 24th through Sunday, May 29th, If Then. Saturday, June 4th, it is Kirk Franklin with his 20 Years in One Night tour. For nearly two decades, Kirk has been one of the most prominent voices in gospel music. Monday, June 6th, Triangle Rising Stars. Tuesday through Sunday, June 7th through the 12th, it's Riverdance. June 16th through the 18th, Palobos. Sunday, June 19th, Britt Floyd. Paying attention to every musical detail and faithfully recreating the true live Pink Floyd concert experience, Britt Floyd will take you on an amazing musical journey featuring the best moments from the incredible Pink Floyd back catalog and combine the latest state-of-the-art sound and light technology to create a performance that is as sonically perfect as it is visually awesome. Okay, June 24 and 25 at DPAC, Stephen Petronio Dance Company. July 1st and 2nd, Bill T. Jones and Arnie Zane Dance Company. July 8th and 9th, Hubbard Street Dance, Chicago. July 11 and 12, Lar Lubavitch Dance Company. Sunday, July 17th, it's Max and Val live on tour, Our Way. Monday, July 18th, Lindsay Sterling. July 22nd and 23rd, Company Wang Ramirez. July 29 and 30, Paul Taylor Dance Company. And Saturday, August 13th, it is Lyle Lovett and his large band. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, April 29th through May 9th. It is WIT, North Carolina Theater, Fletcher Opera Theater. April 29 and 30, Beethoven's Violin Concerto, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock both nights. Friday, May 6th, A Day in Paris, North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, May 7th, the Triangle Youth Brass Band and Triangle Youth Academy Brass Band. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. May 11th through the 22nd, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series at Kennedy Theater. May 12th through the 15th, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. No season would be complete without a great family ballet, and what better way to end the Shakespeare Festival than with an enchanting tale for all ages. Shakespeare's playful romantic comedy comes to life on the stage in George Balanchine's A Midsummer Night's Dream. May 13 and 14 at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Grant conducts Mailer. This is North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock both nights. Sunday, May 15th, the Barons of Broadway, North Carolina Master Chorale at Fletcher Opera Theater. Wednesday, May 18th, it's Zach Perlman with the North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall at 7:30. Thursday, May 19th, Doris Kearns Goodwin. Friday, May 20th, Chanakya, I think, starring Manoj Josh at Memorial Auditorium. Also May 20th, Impression China, all-star music, dance, and opera. Impression China is a well-mixed stage show by award-winning star performers from multiple award-winning performing arts groups from North Carolina's sister state, Hunan Province, China. It is a showcase of spectacular kung fu moves in Peking opera, stunning skills in acrobatic performances, and hilarious puppet acts. The show also includes the guest performances of Raleigh's beloved rock band, Della Ray. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater, May 20th. Okay, May 20th and 21st, it is the Rat Pack, 100 Years of Frank, North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, May 21st, Shake the Ground Dance Competition, Fletcher Opera Theater. The 22nd, which is a Sunday, Raleigh Ringer Spring Concert at May Mandy Concert Hall. Wednesday, May 25th, the Heritage Awards. The North Carolina Heritage Awards, a program of the North Carolina Arts Council, returns to honor our state's masters of the traditional arts. Saturday, June 4th, Cyndi Lauper at Memorial Auditorium. June 8th through the 19th, All My Sons, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series at Kennedy Theater. And Friday, June 17th, it is Michael Carbonaro Live, Memorial Auditorium. Okay, let's switch now to North Hills. The events there, of course, it starts off with the Midtown Beach Music Series, back for its ninth season at North Hills on Thursday nights at the Commons. Upcoming acts, April 28th, it's Liquid Pleasure. May 5, it is the Catalinas. May 12, Band of Oz. May 19, Too Much Sylvia. May 26, Steve Owens and the Summertime Band. Also coming up, April 30th, the Midtown Music Fest, 2 to 9 p.m. at Midtown Park, North Hills. That event features Caitlin Reed at 2 p.m., Noah Guthrie at 3:30, Jack the Radio at 5:30, and Craven Mellon at 7:30. Okay, we've got some free outdoor music events coming up in this list, courtesy of WRAL's What's on Tap. Art of Cool at the Stack in Durham. This spring music series runs every Friday from May 16th through June 6th at American Tobacco Campus. Music in the Valley at Crabtree Valley Mall in Raleigh, held every Wednesday on the patio outside of McCormick and Schmick's. Music Off Main Downtown Concert Series in Garner. This series gets started Thursday, May 9th with Amanda Daughtry. It continues June 6th and 20th. And August 15 and September 20th. The shows are from 6 to 9 p.m. and held on the back lawn of the Garner Performing Arts Center. Music on the Main at South Point in Durham, held every Saturday night through October. This show in Cinema Circle at South Point Mall features light jazz, beach music, contemporary music, and more. Shows are from 6 to 8:45. Center stage at American Tobacco Campus in Durham, this event, formerly known as On the Lawn, is a three-hour music festival held each month featuring food trucks, zip lines, and a kids' zone. Everything is being held on the front lawn of the DPAC. Things kick off May 17th with Celtic Traditionalists and Solas. All shows start at 6. Other dates, June 7th, September 20th, and October 4th. On Thursday, July 4th, there will be a special festival from 5 until 8. Brightleaf Square Concert Series from 7 to 9 p.m. every Friday. The Brightleaf Square Courtyard in Durham will offer live music. Shows run from May 10th to September 13th. Oak City 7 at City Plaza in Raleigh, alternating Thursdays from May 30th through August 22nd, except on July 4th. Golden Belt Live Concert Series in Durham to celebrate its 5th anniversary. Gold Belt will host free outdoor concerts on Fridays from May through July. Waverly Place in Cary is hosting Wind Down Wednesdays starting May 22nd with the Band of Oz. Saturdays in Saxapahaw, the Saxapahaw River Mill Summer Series includes performances by top bands featuring bluegrass, back porch, blues, folk, gospel, Latin, Celtic, funk, roots, Americana, and old-time music, and a thriving farmer's market. The concert series is every Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. through the end of August. From livemusicnc.com, other venues, Falls River Town Center Raleigh Summer Music Series, Thursdays, June through September, from 7 to 9 p.m. Lafayette Village Raleigh, Music on the Green, Tuesdays, 6 to 9 p.m., May through October. Mordecai Park Raleigh, Music on the Porch, 2nd and 4th Friday, May and June and August through October. Pointer Place at Triangle Town Center, Summer Concert on Fridays from 6 until 9 p.m. Streets of at South Point, Durham, Music on the Main, Saturdays 6 to 8:45. We already talked about that one. Carolina Inn, Chapel Hill, Music on the Front Porch, Fridays 5 to 9 p.m. Southern Village, Chapel Hill, Summer Music Series, Sundays at 7 p.m., starts in May. Last Friday's Music Series in Hillsboro, Old Courthouse Lawn, last Friday of the month, April through September, and it starts at 6:30. A reminder, Moogfest is coming up May 19th through the 22nd in Durham. By day, Moogfest is a platform for conversation and experimentation. At night, Moogfest presents cutting-edge music and venues throughout Durham. Again, that's May 19th through the 22nd, Moogfest in Durham. At the North Carolina Museum of Art, two dates for Sights and Sounds on Sundays. It's May 8th, Nuance Lyrique at 3 p.m., and May 22nd, Boylan Brass at 3 p.m. And the 2016 Summer Concert Series, Sunday, May 1st, it's Snarky Puppy. Friday, May 27th, Edwin Sharp and the Magic Zeros. Friday, June 10th, Lake Street Dive. Saturday, July 30th, Eileen Ivers. And Saturday, August 13th, Iron and Wine. And also Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 9th through the 11th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. Art in the Evening series that's held on Friday evenings at the Museum of Art, 5:30, free, no ticket required. April 29th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. May 6th, Stephen Kaufman Trio. May 13th, Ed Stevenson and the Paco Band. May 20th, Sidecar Social Club. And returning on May 27th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. Switching to Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Saturday, April 30th, Regional Dance America Southeastern Regional Ballet. Monday, May 2nd, Angela Johnson presents Bon Kwe Kwe in concert with Group One Crew, Gold-Plated Dreams Tour. Tuesday, May 3rd, Chris Isaak, First Comes the Night Tour. Thursday, May 5th, Amber Brown is Not a Crayon, part of the Arts Discovery Series. Based on the book, Amber Brown is Not a Crayon. Friday, May 6th, it is Terrence Blanchard featuring E Collective. Saturday, May 7th, Moonchild and the Internet. This is part of the Art of Cool Festival. Sunday, May 8th at Carolina Theater, the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle presents a surprise from the classical period. Tickets are $25. The concert starts at 3. Tuesday, May 10th, Comedy Bang Bang Live. Saturday, May 14th, Legacy Repertory Company presents The Little Mermaid. Performances at 2 and 6. Thursday, June 9th, Chris Botti. Sunday, June 26th, Gregory Alan Isakov and the Ghost Orchestra. September 9th, Sam Bush. Friday, October 7th, it is Kathleen Madigan. Good Nights Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. April 28th through May 1st, Piff the Magic Dragon. May 5 through 7, it is Jamie Kennedy. May 11th, Brent Blakeney. May 12th through the 14th, Craig Robinson. Robinson is known for his portrayal as Daryl Philbin on NBC's The Office. And let me see, May 19th through the 21st, Jenny Zagrino. And May 26th through the 29th, Bill Bellamy. And as always, you may want to research the type of material offered by a particular performer, just in case it's not what you or you and your family might enjoy. All shows are 18 plus. Okay, Holly Springs Cultural Center, April 29 and 30, Dixie Swim Club. Tuesdays, May 3rd and 17th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Gingerbread Man at 11 a.m. Saturday, May 21st, the Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents That Old Man River at 7:30. June 7th and 21st, Carolina Puppet Theater, Little Red Hen. Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road, Garner. April 30th, David Burnham. May 14th, Natural Wonder. August 11, 12, and 13, Seussical Jr. October 21, 22, 28, and 29, Boeing, Boeing. The town of Knightdale will be celebrating Bike Month in style. Psyched Out About Bikes will be located at Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater on Saturday, May 9th. Knightdale Parks and Recreation hosts an outdoor movie night series each spring. This is at Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater. The next date is May 13th. Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, April 29 through May 1st. Don't dress for dinner. In Clayton, always the third Friday in May, it's Senior Recognition Day. The Town Square Concert Series in Clayton, these free concerts bring more than 1,000 people to Clayton's Town Square. Every year, 5 different bands cater to a variety of musical tastes. These concerts are the third Thursday of each month, May to September. Don't forget about Millstock Art and Music Festival. The annual Summer Arts Festival is brought to you by Clayton Visual Arts, the first Saturday in June at Horn Square. Also at Clayton Center, April 30th, Mike Ferris. And the Clayton Center is located at 111 East 2nd Street in Clayton. Mike Ferris plays gospel, soul, and blues. All righty, 140 West Franklin Plaza in Chapel Hill, April 29th. It is creating an uproar. May 6th, Spinning and Grinning. May 13th, Hudson and Haw in the Plaza. May 20th, Come One, Come All. And May 26th, Foot Stomping, Fist Raising. Okay, American Tobacco's Back Porch Music on the Lawn free concert series is back Thursday evenings, May 12th through September 8th. All concerts start at 6 and are held on the historic campus's interior quad. Kicking off the season May 12th, the Old Ceremony with the Backsliders. June 2nd is Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen with the Josh Daniel Mark Schmick Project. And June 16th, it's Billy Strings with Town Mountain. That's the American Tobacco Back Porch Music on the Lawn. Of course, Wake Forest hosts the Six Sundays in Spring concert series. It has already started. May 1st, it is E.G. Peters Band. May 8th, the Affirmative Groove. May 15th, the Johnny Folsom Four. Alcoholic beverages, smoking, firearms, and unleashed pets are prohibited at the performance site in Joyner Park. Senior Citizens Day in Cary is Wednesday, May 4th. Celebrate Senior Citizens Day with the town of Cary at Cary Senior Center. The lunch is $10 per person. It's from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Cary Sertoma series following concerts are free and open to the public at Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park. Saturday, May 14th, Mile 12. Saturday, June 11th, the Honey Dewdrop, sponsored in part by Pinecone. Friday, June 17th, Triangle Brass Band. If you have not experienced the Triangle Brass Band, come and give the band a listen. Saturday, July 9th, it is the Harris Brothers. Again, this is sponsored in part by Pinecone. And Saturday, August 13th, at the Sertoma Arts Series in Bond Park, Charm City Junction, sponsored in part by Pinecone. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.